Hello, anybody there?
Good morning. This is Assistant Attorney General Debbie Enck.
Hello, Ms. Enck. This is former Senator Rob Hernandez. How are you?
I am well. How are you this morning?
All right. I'm doing fine.
Good.
I guess we'll just wait for the others.
Yes. I'm sure they will be here. People are getting the hang of calling in right at the moment.
Yes.
Hello, is anyone there?
Hi, Rhonda from Office of Public Guardianship just joined.
Wonderful.
Good morning, this is AAG Debbie Enck.
Hi, this is Commissioner Lesko. Do we have anyone else in the call? Is this America First with the Office of Public Guardianship?
Hi.
Hi.
Camille Price, Public Guardian.
Rhonda, Public Guardian.
This is Sophia. I just called in.
Do you need to wait a few minutes?
Debbie Ank is here. Hey, Debbie.
And Sophia, I'm just seeing an email from you. Karen may be on the phone but unable to talk.
Yes. There was a second part to that email as well. She just sent me a text.
Hello? Is anybody here?
Yes, this is Commissioner Lesko. I'm just giving people a few minutes to join. Is that Commissioner Bennett Woods?
Yes, it is. Good morning.
Good morning. Do we have any other commissioners on the line? Hi, did someone just join us?
This is Commissioner Zinn.
All right. All right. Hi, did someone join us?
Kelsey, this is Karen Kelly.
Oh, hi, Karen.
Maureen Welch, member of the public, is here.
Former State Senator Rob Hernandez is here.
Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like we have enough commissioners for quorum. So.
And this is Commissioner Shayette. I just joined.
Welcome, Commissioner Shayette. So let's go ahead and get started. For the purposes of the minutes, I think we have to go through introductions again. So let's start with the commissioners. Before we start the meeting, let me just say that we are once again attempting to record the meeting with an audio device. We've been having some technical difficulties with it, but we've been able to get the screen down a little time. So for introductions, let's start with the commissioners. This is Commissioner Lesko.
This is Commissioner Zinn.
Marco Shayette.
Commissioner Kelly.
Deb Bennett Woods.
Okay. And can we have members of the Office of Public Guardianship staff and AG's office introduce themselves?
America Foster, I'm with the Office of the AG's office. with the Office of Guardianship.
Sophia Alvarez, Office of Public Guardianship.
Camille Price, Public Guardian.
Okay. And any members of the public or others who wish to introduce themselves?
Erin McGavin, Public Guardian.
Hi, Erin. Sorry about that.
Hi, no worries.
Maureen Welch,
member of the public.
Rob Hernandez, former Colorado State Senator.
And this is Debbie Yank, Assistant Attorney General. I think I'm the last one.
All right. Thank you. All right. So the first item on our agenda is approval of the July 22nd meeting minutes. Have the commissioners had an opportunity to review the minutes? And if not, please speak up.
Chair Lesko, this is Sophia. I apologize. I sent out the meeting minutes to be approved for the August 26th meeting. The July 22nd meeting minutes were already approved.
All right, I see that. I think we can just go ahead and approve the August minutes, Debbie, or do we need to bring this back next session to make sure it's on the agenda properly?
You can go ahead and approve minutes.
Okay. All right.
Commissioner, I'll make a motion to approve. Deb Bennett-Woods, I second.
Okay. All in favor? And I understand Commissioner Kelly may not be able to speak at this time. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
The motion passes. The next item on the agenda will be the chair report. And, you know, much of my work over the past month is encompassed in the bullet points below, so certainly don't want to spend too much time on this. I do just want to make the commissioners aware that moving forward with the agenda, it's going to look a little bit different from how we've seen it before, just for simplicity and to sort of streamline the issues into items that Sophia is reporting to us and items that Sophia is asking for advice on or that require a commission motion. So many of the things that we see will be included in the director report. So is there any concerns or discussion about that from the commissioners? Okay. Did someone join us that would like to introduce themselves? Okay. All right. Well, hearing no concerns, I'll go ahead and move to the director's report. So, Ms. Alvarez?
Thank you. The few updates that I have from my report are just going down to Section 4, intake, and Section 8, intake eligibility, all of that information on page 6. I just wanted to update, we now have 77 registered users, and we just received 3 more referrals yesterday, and therefore, someone join? Okay, and so therefore, we now have 7 partial or incomplete referrals that we are currently reviewing. And then we did have another hearing, so we now have 10 active clients that we are serving. I don't have any other updates related to what I put in the director report, so I don't know if anyone has specific questions, or we can move down to the other agenda items.
Just so I make sure I'm clear for my notes, 10 active clients, that means 10 individuals that the OPG has been appointed to serve?
Right.
Okay. Right. Any other questions from commissioners? All right. Hearing none, why don't we just go ahead and keep moving through the agenda?
Thank you.
So the next...
Attorney, go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say that the next item on the agenda, Sophia.
Yeah, the next item is the discussion of the Memorandum of Understanding between Judicial and SBAO. Judicial and the Office of Public Guardianship. The information is included in the director report. Attorney General Enke and I have had some meetings, and we just need further discussion with Judicial. I believe we had some edits that went back to Judicial, and we're kind of waiting to finalize the MOU. So we don't have a finalized MOU for today.
Do you have any timeline for when that'll be completed?
This is Debbie.
Attorney General Enke.
Yeah. So assuming that everything works out for Sophia to get a new space, hopefully we should be able to get that done by October. We're sort of at the mercy of Judicial to respond to us at this point. So I can't guarantee that, but the changes should be pretty minor, and hopefully we'll be able to get that done.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Is there any further questions from the commission? Mm-hmm. Okay, so the next item is the discussion of the emergency petition policy. And A.G. Enke, I believe that much of this would be legal advice. So should we just defer this to executive session?
I'm not sure what kind of legal advice you need from me on that policy. Maybe Sophia, can you just sort of update us on changes?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was misreading the agenda. I'm sorry. I was misreading the agenda. I was down on the next bullet point. My apologies.
Oh,
I'm having to use a different computer today, so it's doing strange things.
I understand.
So the next item on the agenda is the discussion of the emergency petition policy. So, Sophia, could you just take us through where you're at with this?
Yes. At the last meeting, Commissioner Bennett Woods and Commissioner Shiat requested that I make some amendments. And so I did update it with those amendments, and then I provided the attachment 5, which is the updated version.
Attachment 5, was that sent out in an email, or is that in the director report?
That was combined with the director report. So all the attachments are labeled and after the director report. Let me see if I can give you a page number.
Page 26.
Thank you. So I had included a few pages of policy 6. Because policy 6.4, the emergency referrals and guardianship policy, referred to some of those. So I incorporated the change to previously accepted referral number 1. I included the statutory language as requested, and I removed some of the urgent language, and also added language that it would involve also the, not necessarily a medical action, but as Commissioner Bennett was mentioned, it could also request a, you know, withdrawal of treatment.
Okay. So have the commissioners had an opportunity to review this, and do they have any comments or questions?
This is Commissioner Bennett Woods. I think the language is more clear and more consistent with usage, certainly in the medical community. Thanks, Sophia.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And, yes, I think it's made much more clear.
I would have to agree with that. Commissioner Lesko. Good. So is there any further discussion? Hearing none, the next item on the agenda is the discussion of the OPG filing petitions and related items. And for this one, I do believe that we are receiving legal advice on that, and we'd need to discuss an executive session. Is that correct, AG Young?
If there is any update that Sophia can provide to the public, we should do that first. But yes, to the extent that the commission is wanting to discuss the legal advice that I've provided related to Section 1394-106 of the Colorado Revised Statutes, that needs to happen in executive session.
Okay. So, Sophia, is there any update you can provide?
No updates other than what is in the director report. I believe there was a request to come up with criteria by this meeting for potentially the OPG paying filing fees, which I didn't create a policy. I just created some points on page 8 of the director report, criteria for OPG to pay filing fees. So that is my update as to how I was looking at if we were to pay for filing fees. I wanted to ensure that the party requesting it has exhausted all other avenues before we consider paying the filing fee.
Okay.
Deb Bennett Woods, I appreciate the information that was sent ahead of time, and I just want to say that I don't have any questions for executive session.
Well, any of the other commissioners have questions that they would like to raise in executive session? I do not.
I can't think of any right now for executive session.
Okay, great. All right, Sophia. Well, thank you for updating that and for getting us that information. And I do apologize. I have sick children at home, and I'm having to. I couldn't go into my office for this call. So if you do hear crying, I apologize for that. So the next item would be the discussion of fiscal policies. Debbie, can you provide us with an update here?
I don't believe that there is an update to provide on the fiscal policies right now. This past month has been focused on the MOU and trying to figure out whether we would be able to pay for filing fees. So there is no momentum on fiscal policies that I'm aware of.
Okay. And I've heard a number of times someone either connecting or disconnecting during the meeting. Is there anyone who's on the call that would like to introduce themselves that just arrived? The commissioners have any other questions on the fiscal policy and status?
None for me right now.
Hi, this is Deb Bennett-Wibb. I'm not sure exactly what's outstanding. It seems like we had a discussion, and it appeared to me that that most of those issues have been addressed. Is there still something that's being drafted?
This is Sophia. I don't believe so. I think we had it on the agenda just in case there was an update, but I don't think there's anything outstanding.
This is Debbie. The last communication I received was that I would get something to review if needed, and I haven't received anything to review. So that's why I don't have any information about Momentum. Sophia, if you're telling me that there's nothing forthcoming, then we can take that off of my radar.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, that simplifies things. All right, so do we have a discussion of the conflict of interest policy? Debbie, I saw the draft that you sent out. Do you want to take us through that?
Yes, I originally intended to send you just the red line, but after I had sort of rearranged and reordered things, it ended up just looking all red as if it were an entirely new policy. So I also sent you this clean version so that you'd be able to see without the distraction of the red line. As we discussed at the last meeting, I have added a definition for what a personal interest means and grouped all of the definitions together for simplicity. And then I've also cleaned up some of the language that was brought to my attention at the last meeting. And then in particular, item 2C contains language that commissioners wanted to have clarified for them just to make it clear that the conflict of interest policy doesn't prevent commissioners from continuing to engage in their civic duty. It merely prevents them from exploiting membership on the commission toward political ends. So hopefully that section is now clearer and more comfortable for the commissioners. And I would like to hear if there are any other changes you'd like to see, and if not, then we can entertain a vote to adopt the policy.
I appreciate the changes. I think the policy is very clear and concise. This is Commissioner Bennett-Woods, and I would enter a motion to approve that policy as a board policy.
Did any other commissioners have comments on the policy before we get a second?
This is Commissioner Zinn. I guess I bristled at the word exploit just because I do think that's a bit subjective. And I just worry what that would be construed to mean. I mean, I actually think you could even back it down to say use instead of exploit, use their membership to speak publicly, or because basically what we're saying is you can't speak on behalf of the commission. So I think it's a little broader actually than exploit to say that you can't make representations on behalf of the commission to take a position as to a particular candidate, party, or issue. So I think exploit, I guess, implies some sort of wrongdoing, and it doesn't seem to me that it would be appropriate for any commissioner to speak on behalf of the commission as to those things.
This is Debbie. I am perfectly comfortable changing the word exploit to use. I was trying to encompass the concerns that I thought I heard at the last meeting that people didn't want to feel like they couldn't participate at all, and perhaps I have gone too far the other way. And I would be happy to change that word if the rest of the commission agrees that we could still adopt the policy as amended today.
Yeah, Debbie, I see what you were trying to do there based on the last comments, but I do think it can be a little bit broader and probably be a little more clear just to say that we just can't speak on behalf of the commission as to those things, as long as everyone agrees with that, of course.
Yeah, I agree, and I appreciate that.
Commissioner Bennett Woods and Commissioner Shiat, do you have any objection to that amendment?
I'm hearing the word use, and I'm hearing the words not represent the commission, and those aren't the same. So I'm willing to leave the motion in place with as amended. I'm just not really clear what the amendment is.
Yeah, I mean, we'd want to talk about the specific language, but you don't object to replacing the word exploit in 2C?
No, I don't.
Nothing, Ramirez. And my apologies. I'm out in California on a bus trip, and my phone is going in and out, and then I was on mute. So there might be a delay, but no problem for me.
Okay. And I don't object either. Ms. Zink, do you have a suggested?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Commissioner Zinn, what if I changed it to say commissioners shall not use their membership on the commission? And then what if I just add a D to Section 2 that says commissioners shall not speak publicly on behalf of the commission in any forum outside of an official meeting of the commission?
I'm looking at it. That would be fine with me.
Because certainly members of the public, you know, it's possible that somebody would reach out to you and ask you questions, and you'd be able to say, you know, well, this is what we talked about at our meeting. But if you want to get the official position, you'll need to attend a meeting of the commission. So hopefully that doesn't make people feel like their hands are too tied if somebody reaches out to them, but still protects us from perceived conflicts.
Hi, this is Deb Bennett Woods. Maybe I didn't hear that right. That seems hugely broad in terms of the commissioner's role, particularly as it comes to education of the public. To me, there's a really big difference between using your role as commission politically and simply functioning as a commissioner in the public sphere. So can you say that again? That something, it just, maybe I didn't hear it right, but it just felt hugely broad.
No, I think you're right.
I'm trying to narrow this down to the issue of the political candidate, party, or issue, and I don't think a commissioner can state a position on behalf of the commission as to those political items. That's what I'm focused on.
Okay, yeah, this is Debbie.
Can I offer a suggestion then?
Yeah.
Instead of adding a D, can I suggest that C read, commissioners shall not use their membership on the commission to speak publicly on behalf of the commission in favor of. That gets both of the language that both of you are using in there, and it leaves it at one nicely focused bullet point.
I am comfortable with that, Commissioner Zinn.
I am too.
Okay.
And
you can go ahead and change your motion.
Okay, so I move that we accept the policy as amended, with the amendment being Section 2B shall read, commissioners shall not, or 2C, commissioners shall not use their membership on the commission to speak publicly on behalf of the commission in favor of a political candidate, party, or issue, or to make donations or funds for a political candidate, party, or issue.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second. This is Commissioner Zinn.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 And the motion passes. And I have just been informed that Commissioner Kelly has had to leave the call.
I'm on the call.
Oh, you're on the call?
Yeah, it's just hard to vote.
Oh, okay.
And, Chair, this is Marco. I will be jumping off at 9:45. I don't want to interrupt the flow. And then I'll join back on, and I'll announce myself when I join back on.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
I'm sorry. And that was 10:45. Excuse me.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So the motion passes. So we'll now move on to the discussion of the systemic equity policy. Ms. Alvarez?
Yes, thank you. I don't have an update. Commissioner Chayette had requested that I provide an update at this meeting, but I just did not have time to do that. But I will keep it on the agenda to address at the next meeting.
Thank you.
And the final item on the agenda is the discussion of the director evaluation process, which, as I understand, is a confidential HR matter. So we would need to go into executive session for that. Is that correct, Ms. Zink?
That is correct. Under CORA, there is an exception that allows us and under open meetings, both, that allows us to discuss a personnel action in executive session at the request of the employee who's being evaluated. And I have received an official request from Ms. Alvarez for that conversation to happen in executive session. And I'll ask for a vote to refer it to executive session.
Okay. And if I could just ask one question, because this would be the final agenda item before public comment. I think, do you believe it, would it make sense to have public comment now so people didn't have to wait for us to come back, or is that not allowed under the bylaws?
If anything happens in executive session that requires us to take public action, we'll have to come back into open session, and I don't want members of the public to be unaware if that happens.
Okay. All right. Then we'd need to refer this to executive session, and we'll return for a public comment. And I believe that the phone lines will still be left on. So
yes.
Members of the public can remain on the line, and we will return.
I will send
this is Commissioner Zinn. Oh, I don't recall seeing a number for executive session.
I am about to send a call-in information to commissioners right now. That's okay. Hang out on the line because we need to do the motion to enter into executive session while we're still in open session.
Yes.
And Kelsey, I'm also sending you the language that you need. Sorry, Commissioner Lesko, to get us into executive session.
I still have the script if that's helpful.
Okay.
I move that we move to executive session to discuss the director evaluation.
All right. Well, I think I have to read some specific language first before we can get the motion.
Let me just do that,
and then I'll get the motion. So this is Commission Chair Lesko, and this is a public meeting of the Office of Public Guardianship Commission. It is Wednesday, September 23rd, 2020, and the time is 10:34. I need a motion from the commission to enter into executive session to discuss the interim evaluation of the OPG director, which is a confidential personnel matter. May I have a motion?
This is Commissioner Zinn. I so move.
I'll second. Commissioner Bennett Woods.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. So
there's a unanimous.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. There's a unanimous vote with at least 2/3 of the membership present to enter into executive session. And again, the public, please remain on the phone line. We will return for public comment once we've concluded this confidential matter.
Okay. Email is going out with the call-in information, and we can. Those of us who are leaving for executive session can hang up and call into that list.